might here is not the other old words of power, but it's the word iskus. Everyone say iskus. Now iskus is Romanized as ischus, kratos is kratos, kratos and iskus. And in Ephesians, Paul always play around with these four Greek words. He play around with exousia, dunamis, kratos, iskus. And they're all different parts of the Greek word. I just give a few more scriptures to show that they relate one to another. You see, like in chapter 1, in his prayer in verse 19 and 20, I put the Greek words in. It says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his dunamis towards us who believe? According to the working of his iskus kratos. Can you see that? Paul is talking about something working on the inside coming out. Iskus kratos. So there are two more Greek words that we got to learn that we want to see the picture before we go to the next. Do I have both of you gentlemen there? Thank you. Praise the Lord. So hold on a minute, brethren, because iskus and kratos are now coming. Okay. Praise God. So here comes iskus and kratos. I know this gentleman here loves to pray, right? So let's call him iskus. Don't you dare call him tikus, right? Okay, iskus, iskus, not tikus, iskus. Okay, now, praise God. Brother here, we'll call him as kratos. Hallelujah, alright? Now, you see this division, there's no connection here yet. This one group here, here's one group. Now, what happens if we define dunamis as relating to the Holy Spirit, the power of the Spirit, exousia relating to the power of the Word works. Now what about kratos and iskus? How do we define them? Now kratos and iskus are also related, as we can see in the book of Ephesians. But I'll give you two scriptures. You see, I have studied the word kratos and iskus right through the New Testament, in the Greek New Testament. And I've come to this conclusion, right? There are some general usage and there are some specific usage. But you'll find that these are very true to the Greek New Testament. Turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 19. There are many scriptures, but I want to bring the most obvious. Acts 19. It says in verse 20, because of time, we'll just go straight to the scripture. Acts 19 verse 20. So the word of the Lord grew kratos and prevailed. It says, so the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. So let me bring forth to you that kratos power is related to the word. It's obvious, right? In Acts 19 verse 20. Kratos power is also power. There are four Greek words for power, main ones. Not two. Many Christians only know two. But there are four. Kratos is also related to the power of the word. Turn to James 5, verse 16 and 17. It says there, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So there you have it. The effective prayer or effective basis of a righteous man is cool much. Is the word which is iskuo. The noun is iskus, right? But as I mentioned, the way we will teach here for non-Greek people is iskus, remain a constant usage, iskus. So here, as I examine the scriptures, iskus has a very strong relationship to prayer, which then relates it to the power of the Spirit. Right? Now, let me define it. Dunamis relates to the power of the Spirit. Exousia, that's your name, right? Exousia relates to the power of the Word. Kratos relates to the power of the Word. Iskus relates to the power of prayer, which then relates to the power of the Spirit. How do they relate? Here is how. Kratos and Iskus is the inworking of that power into us. Right, I'm summarizing about 5 sermons. Kratos and Iskus. Kratos is the power of the word working into us, which is why Paul prayed in Ephesians 1. Kratos, the word works into us. Iskus is the word, is the power of the Spirit working into us. Into us. And that's why you need deisis, the deisis of a righteous man, the prayers, which is you've got to work in, receive and work in, receive and work in. Iskus, the Spirit working in you. Dunamis is the power of the Spirit working out from you. It's upon you and it works from your life outwards. Exousia is the power of the word working out from you. So can you see the relationship? Those two are in, those two are out. And what happens is that in Luke 1 to 3, you got to get this to be established first. Unless Iskus and Kratos have worked perfect in you, you cannot, what's the name again? Prosuke, right? Because prosuke is to bring out something. So you cannot bring out something, you cannot prosuke out. You got to work in until you got enough inside to prosuke out. Now, in Luke, very quickly, Luke chapter 2, the word grow in the Spirit, grow in the Spirit in Luke 2, verse 40, and the child grew, that is naturally, and became strong in spirit. The word became strong is a development of that Greek word kratos, but it's in the form of krataio. So, it's a development of this word kratos. It's the inworking of the word in Jesus' life. Now, it's also present in John the Baptist's life, which is mentioned in Luke chapter 1, verse 80. So the child grew and became strong. Krataio. Krataio. And that's the word kratos. The working forth. The working of the word coming into his life. So as it works in his life, and as it works in, until Luke chapter 4. In Luke 3 he was grown up in body and in spirit. Now he's ready. Now he's ready in Luke 3. He's ready, right? Here is it. Can you both join hands? Because ready, ready. Right. So Kratos and Iskus. Inside. The energy want to come out. No, all. Yeah? Can you step one close, step closer to her? Right, it's coming on her. Right, gonna come out. No, praise the Lord. The prosecutor want to come out. You can see in Luke 3 when Jesus Christ began to prosecute in Luke 3, he was coming forth. See, all that he has worked in, he's praying out now, praying to God. Then the dunamis can come forth into his life. So there they are, dunamis and exousia. Can you join hands? Thank you. Right. And they step forward. They're all ready to come down. Hallelujah. And this is the grace of God increase. The grace of God. You see, there's grace imparted and grace keeps increasing on our life. We grow in grace. Now he's going to receive ministerial grace. Fresh daisies coming down. So daisies, can you put your hand out this way? Already. Now, prosuke, can put your hand out this way. Right. So, there you are. Prosuke, 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 you know. Oh, a little bit more. And so, she's, this is coming down. And can the other hand, your other hand, join to this double hand here. Thank you. You see, what happens, thank you, you can free the other hand.
Thank you. Join the three hands there. So, dunamis. Are you dunamis?
Yeah.
Exousia deisis. Oh, don't join yet, not yet. Still have to prosuke, right? Still prosukeing. So, prosuke got the iskus and kratos coming out. And then, as the power of the Spirit is coming down, the moment deisis and prosuke come together, boom, explosion. Nuclear reaction. Critical mass, they call it in science. And so there's a chain reaction that explodes in supernatural power. It's like the anointing within and the anointing upon coming together. It explodes in supernatural power. And that took place in Luke 4, right up to Luke chapter 8. You see Jesus' ministry explode. They always say, look at the dunamis, look at the exousia. And then, with that operating in his life, Luke 9, Jesus imparted it upon the disciples. And then the disciples explode. And then they want to learn how to continue in prosuke, in that. So when you see that picture, see it clearly now, we can go to the fourth and concluding section. Thank you so much for your help. Give Jesus a clap offering as a go back. Gospel of Luke. You see, I have said that in every new section, there is always an emphasis on exousia and dunamis operating together. That's the Gospel of Luke. Luke 1 to 3 was preparatory, building in kratos and iskus. Luke 4, he has it upon him, he operates. Luke 4 to 8, he operates. Luke 9 to Luke 18, the disciples operate. He's in the background, he's teaching them all the time. And weakening things in people, teaching them to prosuke, and teaching them all the things that the prosuke will bring forth, and etc. Now, in conclusion, in Luke 19, as he moved into the fourth section of his finale, you find that now his exousia and dunamis are so evident that the Pharisees and Sadducees found it hard to accept, and he has to express it here. Look at the Luke 19. See, at the beginning of each section, there is an emphasis on either one of those powers. In verse 37-38. Luke 19, verse 37-38. Then as he was now drawing near the descent on the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works. Now when you see mighty works, you know it's the work of dunamis. They had seen, saying, blessed is the King who come in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Now all recognize the dunamis that he has worked. But although they can accept the dunamis in his life, in chapter 20, they question his exousia. You see what's happening in Luke now? They are trying to separate exousia and dunamis. And they must not be separated. They cannot be separated. Jesus didn't give the disciple just exousia. He gave them exousia and dunamis. See, those two always work together. Luke 20, verse 2. They spoke to him saying, tell us by what authority, by what exousia are you doing these things? Or who is he who give you this exousia? See what's happening. There's the mighty works and there's the exousia. They cannot say anything about the dunamis, but they are now going to separate and not accept his exousia. Exousia relates to the words he speaks and the words he receives from God. It's the power of the word working.